What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my experience as a Destiny 2 player 7 years after I first got the game. Let's get into it next. Let's start off with the reason why I got into this game in the first place. Well, before Destiny 2, I was a longtime Destiny 1 player, and after hearing about the second game, I knew I had to get the next-gen console so I could play it. Now, being 15 at the time when I bought the game, I was ready for a fight. But there was just one problem. I didn't even really know how to play the game. Now, at first you may say, well, that's stupid, being that I came over from game 1. But the reason why is because, well, obviously the power level and mechanics were somewhat different. And the amount of people that were already playing the game already had a head start, and so being that I was on Xbox and didn't have a very large friend group migrating over, I was kind of on my own in a way, and I kind of had to get used to it. Now, it did take some getting used to, but I finally mastered PvE, and I beat the Red War campaign. But as always, there's a good old favorite and sometimes dreaded multiplayer, and that's where, for the longest time, I really, really, really struggled. Now, for the first 2 years up to Forsaken, I horribly and terribly struggled. And this was just because I didn't have the gear, the knowledge for the raids, or the experience to go after and seek the powerful gear that I need, in some cases, to really get a leg up. And so during Forsaken, after all that had happened, I began to pick up a few tips and tricks from a few friends that I made along the way. And at one point, I even learned how to use a Revoker. Interestingly enough, Revoker is a primary sniper rifle, and, well, like the name says, it revokes the bullet that you miss and puts it back in the magazine. By then, I was killing it in multiplayer Gambit, and I liked how easy it was for me to pick up the Crucible. I think that the state of the game at that point was a little bit of a tanky mess, considering Bungie had a bad breakup with their longtime partner and collaborator Activision, in which Bungie sort of proclaimed that, yeah, in a paraphrase sense, they basically weren't doing this crap anymore. And then they added a roadmap not too long later that says, yay, free to play, and then has Shadowkeep Beyond Light the Witch Queen, and what is now a neon 70s theme Lightfall. And they did kind of touch on the final shape, although that was kind of a up in the air sort of thing since it was brand new at the time, and this was before PlayStation and that whole debacle, but we're not going to get into that just yet. But before I do get into the PSN, the new DLCs were quite awesome. I had a great time playing the game since the first year and the year 3 and year 2 DLC releases and so forth, and the raids that I was able to complete, they were pretty good, and I like the mechanics of it. So the thing about me on Destiny 2 nowadays is I don't really spend that much more money investing into the game anymore, and part of that is because, well, net investment, I've probably bought almost all the DLCs on Xbox at least. I've bought several season passes, several silver, and a bunch of other add-ons and stuff, and the base game, because at the time that I bought the base game, it wasn't free, and it cost like $60, 64 after you factor in our state sales tax, so by the time it's all said and done, well, cha-ching, my net investment is $420-something. Yeah, we don't talk about that. Ever since it became free to play, I just had a very good time playing the game. Now, what's next? Well, I'm kind of on board with PlayStation manning the helm, no pun intended, and the reason why is because this is coming from an Xbox player. You gotta give them some credit. Being an Xbox fan, I wasn't that enthusiastic of how Xbox managed their partnership with them on Game Pass, even though it was free and we got benefits. I just felt like, you know, it kinda was a shopping spree. You know, Xbox bought Mojang part of it for the Minecraft stuff in like 2016, 2015. And then they went on to buy Bethesda. They tried to partner with Nintendo, and Nintendo said, screw you, that's never gonna happen. You can get the flip out of my face. And then later on down the line, they bought Activision, Blizzard. I just didn't feel like it was fair for them to have Bungie when PlayStation you know, PlayStation needs something of their own to buy, because, you know, Xbox being a monopoly. This is coming from an Xbox player, which I need to reiterate. The fact that I'm an Xbox player says it all, that this is, that even I don't agree with where they're going. But the fact that they have the chance to actually partner with and own a company that does just as good in some ways as Bethesda and Activision, plus the big Blizzard that nobody, well, and in fact, I won't talk about for reasons unknown. Anyway, say what you want about Bungie. But one thing you really need to understand that's really clear is that they made one big heck of a bang. Hold up. Did I get that right? They weigh one heck of a bang. Okay, there we go. I got that. Paige paraphrase words, not mine. So, yeah. I'm kind of loving it so far. I think Bungie is on a great track to having an amazing year, an amazing future, and great success. Anyways, if you enjoyed this short story, please leave a review. I'm really excited to be unveiling new content in the future. Don't forget to follow the show on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube, because there is a YouTube version that's not video, but that is going to be available. And make sure to follow Twitter for more updates on future releases. Until next time, stand strong, Guardian.